Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. My guest today is Ann Modica, Director of AM Best Credit Rating Criteria Research and Analytics, who brings deep expertise in analyzing monetary policy and economic trends. With the Federal Reserve cutting rates for the first time since December of 2024, Ann will help us understand the significance of the move, highlight any notable signals from the summary of economic projections, and discuss how recent revisions to non-farm payrolls and new tariff developments may complicate the Fed's path forward. Ann, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, as always.
Great. Thanks, John.
So, Ann, the Federal Reserve has cut rates for the first time since December of 2024, as I mentioned. What was significant about this?
So it was widely expected that the Fed would cut rates in their September meeting. They cut the Fed funds rate by 25 basis points, which lowered the range to 4% to 4.25%. But it's significant because it was the first time in 9 months that they lowered the rate after having many meetings of holding the rates steady. And it's happening at a time of upward trending inflation. So Powell himself noted that the easing reflected a shifting balance of risk between the Fed's dual mandate of full employment and price stability. And this is really just a fancy way of saying that the Fed is starting to pay more attention to the softening labor market. And this is likely due to, this was probably put more into focus after that big downward revision in non-farm payrolls happened earlier in September. And, you know, this is not to say that we're in the clear with regards to inflation, right? Core PCE inflation has been above the Fed's target of 2% for over 4.5 years. And it has been trending upward in recent months. And it's currently running almost a full percentage point above the Fed's target of 2% in August. And so even with these concerns, the recent deterioration in the job market overshadowed the Fed's concern about inflation. And, you know, there really is no way of getting around this, but the Fed is in a really tough position right now, trying to balance these two competing risks, both of which have significant downside exposures and are in tension with one another.
Was there anything of note in the summary of economic projections, Ann?
So yeah, this is where it gets a little more interesting, right? If you look at the dot plot, it showed a median expected Fed funds rate of 3.5 to 3.75% at the end of the year. And when you look at that, that equates to two more 25 point basis cuts, right? However, when you look at the dispersion, this remains really wide with forecasts ranging between the 2.9 to the 4.4%, underscoring the really differing views among the members of the FOMC about really where the risks kind of lie at this point. I want to point out that 7 of the 19 participants anticipated no additional cuts for the year. So if you're married to the idea that there will be future rate cuts in 2025, you might be disappointed because they're really not a foregone conclusion. And then if I shift to the more macro indicators, GDP was revised modestly higher with 2025 projected at 1.6%, up from 1.4% from their June projections. And projections for 2026 and 2027 were also raised slightly, though still below the economy's long-run potential. They kept their projections for both the unemployment rate and inflation flat in 2025, but they revised their unemployment rate projections. They were actually revised downward to 4.4% in 2026 and 4.3% in 2027. For inflation, those were revised upwards from 2.6% from 2.4% in 2026. And this is indicating that the Fed does anticipate more persistent pressures in pricing. So when you look at these projections, right, it suggests on balance, the Fed believes that the rate cut and potential future rate cuts to come will help promote growth and lower the unemployment rate. And they're okay with letting inflation run a little hotter than expected. But a wide range of rate, you know, of rate projections emphasize the degree of uncertainty, kind of where the Fed is right now, and kind of trying to nail down their monetary policy.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Has the recent data revisions to non-farm payrolls and tariffs complicated the Fed's job, Anne?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, both of these developments have added additional uncertainty to the Fed's policy outlook. And so let's take each one of them separately. Let's look at tariffs first. By their very nature, tariffs raise the cost of imported goods. So far, we've been lucky. The inflationary impact appears modest, right? With research suggesting only an additional 0.1 to 0.4% was added to the inflation numbers. And this was smaller than initially feared. Though I got to caution, right? The full impact may not yet be fully materialized, right? Importers, by and large so far, have absorbed the higher costs mostly instead of passing them on to consumers, and which is typically the norm. Importers will usually pass these costs on to consumers. However, the risk does remain that firms will eventually shift more of these costs to households, particularly if consumer demand proves more resilient. Moving on to the employment numbers, if we look at the revisions to the non-farm payrolls have made the Fed's task much more difficult. While revisions are common, the most recent adjustment was unusually large, right? They lopped off about 900,000 positions, you know, jobs that they thought were created through the end of the year ending March of 2025. And this means labor market conditions were a lot weaker than initially believed. And for the Fed, these adjustments, downward adjustments, complicate efforts to identify the true trend in employment numbers. So when you take them together, these factors really heighten the challenge of interpreting the economic data that's coming through. The Fed, again, has to balance the evidence of the tariff-driven inflation and noisy labor market data, and then the uncertainty surrounding what those impacts could potentially be on consumer spending, investment, business hiring. And the result is a more complicated backdrop for rate decisions.
That was a lot to unpack, Anne.
I know, it really is.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, as always.
Thank you, John.
That was Anne Modica, Director of AM Best Credit Rating Criteria Research and Analytics. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.